This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. Let's see how much truth we can get and receive in 15 minutes. And I welcome you to join us here today for WGOD. This is I've named this program as what I would name my own radio station if I owned one. As I always tell the owner, Ray Cassis, of this station, man, oh man, if I only owned my own radio station. And I've tried to get Ray to switch the name, but, you know, jokingly, only one person can own those call letters. Think about that. WGOD Radio. And that's how it would be, and that's how it is. You see, God is always broadcasting. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, every moment of every day, God is broadcasting. My question to you is, are you tuned into his frequency? Open up the word. Hear the word preached and taught verse by verse. You indeed will hear from God. You're going to hear from God today. I don't say that arrogantly. I say it because I know the secret, and I share it with you. We're in the word of God. Let's let him speak through his word. Lord, we listen for your voice today. Lead us and guide us now. Speak to us through your word. Fill us with your truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prior to getting started, I'm going to take one quick minute and invite you out to Island Community Church. If you're listening here in Brevard County, or if you plan on visiting, short notice, we'd love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. My sermon is On the Road to Emmaus. It's a look at what the Lord Jesus did on his resurrection day morning, his Easter morning. What was going on? What was he doing? Well, naturally, only one thing, teaching Bible prophecy. Why? Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I always tell my church this. This is why there's prophecy in the Bible, so that you would believe Jesus Christ is Lord. This is why God declares the ending from the beginning, is that you would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is why there's so many prophecies that point to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he did. That's what I will be doing Easter morning, Sunday morning, 10:30, Island Community Church, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. In the meantime, we're looking at these seven plagues we left off, and let's pick it up. In verse 8, plague number 4, men are scorched. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. Then verse 9, and men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who had power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. Again, we see something carried out upon the sun. Back in chapter 8, verse 12 of this book, we read that the fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars. So as a third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. So this is the second time now that we're seeing miraculous signs being taken place here on the sun. Now this sounds like the worst horror movie you could ever imagine, except the one thing is that it's true. Can you imagine this? The angel pours out his bowl on the sun. Power was given to him to scorch men with fire, and men were scorched with great heat. and they blasphemed the name of God who had the power over these plagues. And they did not repent and give him glory. Now, the next bowl judgment, number 5, would be darkness and pain. Verse 10. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast. Now, remember, the beast is the Antichrist. And his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. So once again, we see them blaming God for everything that's going on and not repenting. You would think that one would repent from this, but as I said before in a prior program, the people don't repent at this time because they can't. Because you can't repent if you're not convicted, and God is no longer convicting people anymore of sin. You know, you are convicted by your conscience. Now, your conscience is a gift from God, and that's what God uses to convict you of sin. It's through your conscience. Well, here, these people have no conscience anymore. They're not convicted of sin anymore. And you can read about that, about God giving people up in Romans chapter 1 and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Romans chapter 1, God talks specifically about giving up on environmentalists, as I say, that is, those who worship the creation instead of the creator, and gays and lesbians as well. I'm sorry to say that, but that's in the Word. That's the truth of the Bible. The truth of the Word of God is that God is going to give up on gays and lesbians and too, and he's going to give them over. Romans chapter 1, you can read that. When the fifth bowl was poured out, the Antichrist kingdom was plunged into darkness. This was not like the partial darkness that had occurred during the fourth trumpet I just read to you. This is a total and complete darkness now, like the plague upon Egypt, which is described as so dark that during that time people scarcely moved, for they could not see. As a matter of fact, let's read that. Let me read to you now Exodus chapter 10, starting in verse 21. And it says here, Exodus 10:21, it says, "And the Lord said to Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. They saw not one another, neither arose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings." There, once again, We see that God makes a distinction. You see, I don't know who's going to be on the earth at this time. You know, people argue about the rapture and if that's going to take place before all this. We've got the facts that we know of the Lord saying that I will keep you from or out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world to test those that dwell on the earth. The Lord Jesus also saying, pray you be counted worthy to escape all these things. So we know that God does not appoint us. We, as it says in the Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, God has not appointed us to wrath, but unto the obtaining of salvation. You and I are not appointed to wrath. You will not face the wrath of God if your name is written in the book of life. Now, for thousands of years, we faced the wrath of Satan, all Christians have, for years, ever since the cross, as Nero fed the Christians to the lions and lighted them as torches in his arena. Christians have always been subject to the wrath of Satan. Here today, ISIS and these other groups killing Christians because you and I are subject to and have to face the wrath of Satan. But you will not face the wrath of God. God said, Abraham said to God, he said, far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, back in Genesis chapter 18. Far be it from you. Then old Abe said this to God, shall not the Lord of all the earth, or shall not the God of all the earth do right? Friend, God's not going to treat you the same way as the wicked. God makes a distinction. He makes a distinction between you and everyone else, as he has here as well. He's made a distinction. I just read that to you. Back then in Exodus, in the time of Moses, the children of Israel were staying in a place that was called the land of Goshen. And God made a distinction. He protected his people that were where they were supposed to be. He protected them so that his wrath would not affect them. Even the cows were protected if you were where you were supposed to be. And now, likewise, here at the end of the age, we know it's going to be the same way. God does not treat you the same way. You will not face the wrath of God, because the wrath of God has been poured out on the Son of God, who was judged for our sins. And he was smitten and afflicted for us, for our sins, and died for our sins so that we could be reconciled back to him. Okay, now let's move on here. Now, that was the last time you read about people not repenting. That's it. You won't read that comment anymore here in the Bible. Now, number six, plague number six, bowl judgment number six, verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs, which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Then he says, verse 15, behold, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gather them together to that place called in Hebrew Armageddon. What do we have here? We have spirits of demons. First, notice the satanic trinity here. And this is why I say, too, Antichrist is not Satan. He is full of the devil, like Judas was, but is a different person. See this here. It says, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, Satan, out of the mouth of the beast, that's Antichrist, out of the mouth of the false prophet. Satan's trinity, his unholy trinity here of himself, Antichrist, and false prophet. And now we see three unclean spirits, it says, like frogs coming out of the mouth of these three. And these demons are dispatched all around the world to go and gather people together. You can read more about it in now to know the future, you have to go to the past. When you go to Ezekiel chapter 38, I encourage you to read there. Ezekiel 38, verses 8 through 16 at least. You can see what happens here. When these demons come out of the mouth of these three, they go, one of the places they go to is Russia, where it says, Gog, after many days you will be visited. In the latter years, you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long ago been desolate. That's Ezekiel chapter 38. To know this future, you got to go to the past. These three unclean spirits like frogs will be sent to all the kings around the world, gathering them together to come to the Valley of Megiddo for this last battle of Armageddon. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. and on Twitter.